这两天 AI 圈有一个项目非常的火爆，叫
In recent days, a project in the AI field has been very popular.
叫做 Flipbook, 这
Flipbook
这条帖子目前有惊人的480多万浏览。
This post currently has an amazing 480,000 plus views.
23,000多个点。
Browse 23,000 plus.
赞两。
Like
1,000多个收藏。
2,100 plus collections.
然后有很多的大佬进行了转发。
And many big shots forwarded it.
比如说 Andre Capasi, 他是之前的特斯拉的 AI 总监。
For example, Andre Cathy was the former AI director of Tesla.
包括还有 Shopify 的 CEO Toby.
Including also shopping CEO Toby.
转发的时候还说了这么一句话。
He also said something when he forwarded it.
This is the beginning of something.
This is the beginning of something.
Really big.
Really big.
包括还有 Cursor 的设计工程师 Dan Hollick, 他的言论我们等会儿说。
Also, we will talk about Chris's design engineer, Dankley, and his statements later.
Anyway,
first, let me introduce Freebook to you.
首先，我昨天是早上刷这条帖子。
First, I posted this thread yesterday morning.
然后一瞬间就被这个 demo 视频给吸引了。
Then I was immediately attracted to this demo video.
它展示的是一个界面。
It shows an interface.
巴黎旅游总览，巴黎的一些非常著名的建筑和景点。
Paris overview. Overview of some of the most famous buildings and attractions in Paris.
然后作者点击了巴黎圣母院视频。
Then the author clicked on the Notre Dame Cathedral video.
就丝滑地放大了这个建筑，还进到了内部。
The architect smoothly entered the building.
还有些小人在里面走。
There are also these little people inside.
有文字详细显示了就是巴黎圣母院的这个票价呀。
The text clearly shows the price of the Notre Dame Cathedral ticket.
还有可以看到什么样的东西。
What else can you see?
以及它的开放时间。
And his opening hours.
作者在最后显示出巴黎市区所有其他的这些景点。
The author shows all the other attractions in the city of Paris at the end.
点你都可以一个一个点进去。
You can click on each one individually.
去 explore. 我昨天还是试用了一下。
I tried it out yesterday.
我在这个搜索栏里。
I said in this search bar.
说我生活在泰国清
I live in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
我想更多的了解这座城
I want to learn more about this city.
是然后就进入了一个有一点漫长的等待
And I had to wait for a long time.
现在速度是比较慢
Now the speed is relatively slow.
我之前其实还挺犹豫的
I was quite hesitant before searching.
到这张图生成出来以后是
After the picture was generated,
甚至它都还只是一个静态图，还
even if it's just a static image,
没有用上动态功能
not yet used dynamic features,
就已经有点震撼了，因为
I'm already quite shocked,
因为目前在画面上看到的一切都只是像素，就是
because everything I see on the screen is just pixels.
AI 实时根据你想要的东西用
Here are some things that are based on what you want
像素来组成的一幅画
A painting made up of pixels
或这些文字
Including these words
没有任何的 HTML 任何代码都没有这个审美我
There is no HTML code and there is no code at all This is not aesthetically pleasing
觉得挺好看的就
I think it's pretty good.
整个画面风格非常漂亮。
The overall picture style is very beautiful.
看到这里还有我最喜欢的泰北食物。
I saw that there were also my favorite foods in Taipei here.
咖喱面。
Curry noodles.
然后我就带着好奇点击了这道我喜欢的面。
Then I clicked on the dish I liked out of curiosity.
然后他就给我展示了一个非常清晰的结构图吧。
Then he showed me a very clear diagram.
汤底是什么？
What is the broth?
咖喱汤底配有椰奶、姜。
Curry broth with coconut and ginger.
然后这里还显示它的一些香料。
Then it also shows some of its spices.
包括这道食物的来源。
Include the origin of this food.
好像我小时候在读那个百科全书的感觉啊。
It's like I was reading that encyclopedia when I was a kid.
就是跟着好奇走。
Just follow your curiosity.
然后我就脑子里想，我的天哪。
Then I thought to myself, oh my goodness.
如果这样的产品能够大规模化的话。
If such a product could be mass produced.
现在的孩子不知道有多幸福。
Nowadays, children don't know how lucky they are.
就是简直就是我小时候想象中。
It's just like what I imagined as a child.
哈利波特他们读书的感觉。
Then it's like a dictionary or encyclopedia.
就是书上的一切都可以动起来。
Everything in the book can move.
然后你想了解什么？
Then what do you want to know?
你就再详细了解。
Please provide more details.
这是一本无限的百科全书的那种感觉。
This book gives the feeling of an infinite encyclopedia.
这个创作者的名字是 Zane Sharp.
The creator's name is ZZ12.
看了一下他的个人主页。
I took a look at his personal page.
之前在三星待过。
I used to work at Samsung.
还有 OpenAI.
Also OpenAI.
包括之前还通过 YC 孵化了他自己的一个创业项目。
He was previously incubated by YC in his own startup.
然后我最喜欢的是他个人网站上写了一句话。
Then I liked the sentence he wrote on his personal website the most.
他说 I help machines meet us where we are.
He said I help machines meet us where we are.
那这件事真正意味着什么呢？
What does this really mean?
我觉得就是大家目前使用的这些。
I think these are what everyone is currently using.
不管是网页也好，还是 APP， 对吧？
Whether it's a website or an APP, right?
因为大家用的微信、小红书。
You all use WeChat, right?
抖音。
TikTok.
你所看到的所有界面都是设计工程师提前设计好的。
All the interfaces you see have been designed by design engineers in advance.
就是写好代码。
That's all about writing good code.
但是 Flipbook 这样的产品出现以后。
However, the emergence of products like Flipbook.
我觉得未来现在的这些界面可能就不复存在了。
I think that the interfaces we have now may not exist in the future.
就之前 AI 圈。
Regarding the previous AI circle.
很多人说 APP。
Many people say APP.
可能以后就被替代了。
It may be replaced in the future.
我之前一直没有实感。
I have never felt it before.
直到我看到了 Flipbook.
Until I saw the Flipbook.
我就突然觉得这可能真的是以后会有的方向。
I suddenly felt that this might really be the direction I'm going to take in the future.
就我们每个人就只需要配置一个 AI agent， 配置一个你自己的贾维斯，早上起来。
All we need is to configure one AI agent for each of us, and you can have your own Jarvis to wake you up in the morning.
如果我想要知道今天的天气，
If I want to know the weather today,
或者知道谁给我发微信，
or know who sent me a WeChat message,
我没回，工作上有什么消息。
I haven't heard anything from work.
有什么邮件？
What email?
或者我想去哪里旅游？
Where do you want to travel?
想生成一个根据我的需求来的一个旅游攻略。
I want to generate a travel guide based on my needs.
对，我就只需要问我的 AI.
I just need to ask my AI.
让它来给我实时生成一个界面。
Then he came to implement a user interface for me.
根据我所要的需求。
Based on my needs.
虽然这个产品目前是实验阶段。
Although this product is currently in the experimental stage.
但它真的说明了一件事。
But it really shows one thing.
这就是我们目前理所当然所习惯的这些界面，可能在不久的将来就被新的一种体验所代替掉了。
The interface we are used to now will definitely be replaced by a new experience in the near future.
比如说我看到创始人说了一句话。
For example, I saw the founder say something.
一张图胜过千言万语。
A picture is worth a thousand words.
我们的屏幕里目前装的全是文字和方块。
Currently, our screen is full of text and blocks.
他们在通过 Flipbooks 想要搭建的是一个真正视觉化的体验。
And they wanted to build a truly visual experience through Flipbook.
不是预先设计师设计好的。
Not pre-designed by the designer.
而是专门为你，专门为当下这个时刻的需求而生成的实时体验。
Instead, it's a real-time experience specifically generated for the needs of this particular moment.
觉得这个真的很有颠覆性。
I think this is really subversive.
然后就想到我今天包括做这个视频里面的脚本。
Then I thought about writing the script for this video, including doing it.
我刚刚跟大家讲哪些大佬在转发。
Based on what I just told everyone,
这些不是我在社交平台上一条一条去找的。
These are not the ones I found by searching one by one on social media.
只是刷到了 Flipbook 的这条原贴，然后
I just saw this original post on Facebook.
然后我就把这个链接给到了我的 AI agent.
Then I gave this link to my AI agent.
Starchild 在我的 AI 助手上，我
Start on my AI assistant.
可以直接一键连接我的社交媒体。
I can directly connect my social media accounts with one click.
这是我的 Twitter 账号。
This is my Twitter account.
然后他就可以拥有整个 Twitter 的信息。
Then he could have all the information on Twitter.
那这个时候我只需要就把链接给到他。
At this time, I just need to give him the link.
然后我跟他说。
And I told him.
我对这个话题很感兴趣。
I'm very interested in this topic.
请你帮我看一下目前有哪些大佬转发支持或者不支持。
Please help me check which big shots have forwarded and supported or opposed it.
或者大家目前对于这个是一个什么感受。
Or what are your current feelings about this?
就给我一个非常完整的一个 report。
He gave me a very comprehensive report.
这个大概的脚本是 Sachao 今天给我做的。
Here's the script I got from him today.
所以在这条视频的最后
So at the end of this video,
我想用 Chris 的设计工程师
I want to use a black design engineer.
看 Holick 在转发 Flipbook 说的那句话来结尾。
But Holick ended with the sentence that a Flipbook had said.
说以前我看到这种东西第一。
He said that I had seen this before.
第一反应是质疑。
The first reaction is to question.
看起来太漂亮了。
This looks so beautiful.
非常不实际。
Very unrealistic.
因为这背后代表它非常贵。
Because this is a very expensive one.
非常消耗算力
Very computationally intensive
你不会实际的应用在整个社会中
It will definitely not be used in practice throughout society
但是最近他一直在读写、就是、
But recently he has been reading and writing
就是早期计算机历史的一些东西
Some things about the early history of computers
想如果现在我们回到穿越到1960年
I was just wondering if we could go back to 1960 now
比如说问一个当时最聪明的工程师说
For example, ask the smartest engineer at the time
2026年全世界的人口袋里都会有一个小盒子
In 2026, everyone in the world will have a small box in their pocket.
这个盒子，有千万像素的屏幕，里面装的储存量超过了你们目前60年代所有的计算机的总和。
This box has a screen with millions of pixels, and the storage capacity exceeds the total of all computers in the 1960s.
那个工程师肯定是不会相信这句话的。
That engineer definitely wouldn't believe that.
但是在2026年的今天
However, in 2026,
我们的口袋里
In our pockets,
每个人都有一部手机。
Everyone has a mobile phone.
所以他说他想第一时间质疑这个 Flipbook 的时候。
So he said that he wanted to question this Facebook at the earliest possible time.
他就突然意识到他可能已经不能相信自己的直觉了。
He suddenly realized that he might no longer be able to rely on his intuition.
因为这几年 AI 发生了太多的变化。
Because AI has undergone so many changes in recent years.
然后他这几年学到的一件最重要的事就是不能轻易相信自己的直觉。
Then, the most important thing he learned in the past few years was that he shouldn't easily trust his intuition.
觉得什么事情都有可能发生。
Everything could happen.
OK, 那今天的视频就到这里。
OK, that's all for today's video.
谢谢大家观看。
Thank you for watching.
看我们。
We?
下期再见。
See you next time.